Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium, downtown Atlanta, at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be talking to my guest, Dr. Nicole Parsons-Pollard, the Interim Provost at Georgia State University. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about your role as interim provost. What does that even mean?
That get that question all the time.
Did you know what it meant before? At what point?
When I was a student, I had absolutely no idea what a provost was. And so I have to explain it quite often. People know who the president, know who he is, they understand who deans are, and they understand even who department chairs are. But the provost actually oversees the entire academic enterprise, all of what we refer to as academic affairs, and so the academic programs that our students are in, things like our library, the performing arts, all of those things sort of fall underneath the provost, and the provost serves as a part of the president's cabinet as well.
So what is some of the things that have to happen during a school year for you to go, hey, that was a pretty good year?
Students arrive, they have a great two semesters, and we have a huge graduation at the end. Those things just have to happen.
So if that's happening, everybody's high-fiving at the end of the school year.
You are absolutely right. And since we've had a couple of years of inconsistent being on campus, it is so exciting to see students moving in, students on the weekends and then the evenings and walking to and from the class. The campus is not the same without them there.
The whole downtown area is not the same without them there.
You are exactly right.
So now, how does the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute fit into all this?
Well, it absolutely is one of the absolute foundational pieces of what we are attempting to do. You know, as an institution of higher education, it is indeed about educating students, but to what end? And at the end, what we expect is there are careers, there are options, there are opportunities to own businesses and go to graduate school. And all of those things, I think, fit very well with entrepreneurship. And what we would like to be able to see is as many students have as many types of opportunities that allow them to figure out what's next after graduation.
Now, to me, it's unique. I know it wasn't around when I was in college, but the idea of entrepreneurship and innovation kind of embedded into the culture and the DNA of GSU, to me, that seems unusual, and that seems like, I don't want to say a risk, but it seems like something that not every university kind of is buying into. What makes that so important to GSU?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. It was not a thing when I was in school either. The idea was that you went to school, you graduated, and you found yourself a nice job. And you stayed there, someone gave you a gold watch at the end, and you retired. But these are different times. It's a part of GSU's DNA, which is also a part of Atlanta, which is a part of where we are, a part of the community. This is an extremely entrepreneurial town. And so there are all these opportunities. And what we want to do is we make sure that we give students a training ground to be prepared for what those opportunities look like. And so today, as I'm sitting there and I'm watching these students and others and alums and other community partners go through their pitches, today they're talking about things that are absolutely solving the world's problems. Things like economic literacy and housing and opportunities for people in the LGBTQ communities. These are all the problems that we are facing. And what Georgia State is attempting to do is to ensure that we are the training ground for the people who will lead and solve the world's problems as we move on.
And one of the things I love about doing the work here with GSU is that this, to me, is America. Main Street is America. This is not kind of a slice of America that are only impacting a few people. This is the true Main Street. It's not Wall Street. It's not Tech Street. It's Main Street, where the jobs and that are being created by these folks that are out here taking the risk to be entrepreneurs are going to impact not only themselves, their family, and their community, but they could become the next big thing. But even if they're not, they're still making an impact.
Exactly. And I think that sometimes we think that having an impact has something to do with being that big whale of a company or being that big splash. But we also remember the dot-com bust as well. And so what we're hoping is that students find sustainable ways in order to reach their goals as far as their business ideas are concerned. And the fact that I listened to some of the pitches and the students were saying, yeah, I am the sole employee here doing all of the work. And then to hear another person come up and talk about their collaboration with students from other universities and how they, the three of them are working while they're in school and are really making an impact and a path in a business, as well as others who had like 8 employees working for them. So you're absolutely right. This is indeed Main Street.
And I've heard a few of the kind of the venture people refer to it as impact investing. It may not be impact, like you said, they may not be investing on the next big unicorn or whale company, but they are making an impact, these people. And you want to protect them from failing, like so many businesses fail because they don't have the right training and knowledge and access to the resources and connections that this program provides.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's also not just about not having them fail, but it's about giving them the kinds of knowledge and the tools that they need that even when they do fail, that they know that they can fall down 7 times and get up 8. And so it's how do you persist? How does that failure take you to the next thing that actually might work? And so it's about trying to be successful, but it's also about from learning from those mistakes.
Right. And maybe failing isn't the right word. It is learning, because if you look at business as an experiment and everything is an experiment to see what's working and what's not, learning what's not working is still learning.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, someone once told me one of the biggest things that most businesses are not prepared for is not the failure, but the success. They're not prepared for the success. And so how do you scale is also very important.
So now, as this event has evolved over the years, how do you kind of see the future versions of this event?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited about our sponsorship with Zane Venture that I'm so excited about all of the things that they're going to be sharing with the speakers that are going to be here. And so for tomorrow, and I think that one of the things that's going to happen as we have more and more alums from this program, as I was just talking to one before I came over here to talk with you, and not only did she win Main Street, her group, but they also just received some funding from the Clinton Foundation and were announced on LinkedIn as a business to be on the watch for. And they are doing some workforce development work, and they're thinking about having a mobile workforce development opportunity so that we can reach people in the rural areas. And so this right here is going to continue to grow, and each year, so that alum is here sharing her experience, sharing where she's going. Next year, the people who are here will be there. And one of the things that I know will be true is that we will come into this room and it'll be wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, well, it's the people that are here. Not only are you helping the 15 businesses that are here and the 50-ish entrepreneurs that have gone through the 2 previous cohorts along with this one, it just the impact that they're having, that their co-founders who might not be here today will start a business, and it just keeps expanding and expanding. All you're doing is just kind of serving this community and helping just that mindset of entrepreneurship just kind of be nurtured and foster and expand. And that's only good that's going to happen from that.
Absolutely. I think what we can all feel here is sort of an infectious thing that they are indeed supporting one another. They're asking each other questions about their own, the businesses that they've started and their pitfalls and their successes. And I think you're absolutely right. This is something in which you can feel the energy in the room and how supportive it is.
And the excitement that they have, that like it's the, if you, like you mentioned earlier, that the path used to be, I'm going to get a job. Can you imagine these folks that if they had just got a job and they were in a room together, it wouldn't be this, there wouldn't be this enthusiasm.
Oh, absolutely.
It wouldn't be this energy, right? If it was just a bunch of people who just got jobs.
Exactly. It would not be. And quite frankly, we would miss out on some of these wonderful ideas.
Right. Because this is where the next great idea is going to come from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we will hear from some of these people that are in this room, and we'll be saying, don't you remember when
remember when? Now, what do you think that this ecosystem needs more of, and how can we help?
I think one of the things, the great things that we're doing right now is exactly what we're doing, having conversation, making sure that we get the word out, making sure that these individuals who are here are able to be in contact with people who can provide mentorship, who can open up doors for them. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about this, is when the judges are asking them questions, they're asking them questions to get them to think deeper about their business ideas, but they're also getting them to the point where they understand what they need next. And so I think what we need is we need to continue to make sure that people know about the event, and the more people that know about it who are also willing to come into this room, who have been successful in business and are willing to show some support as well.
So if somebody wants to connect with GSU, if they're out there listening and want to be a sponsor, a mentor, volunteer, or help in any way in any of the things that GSU has going on, what's the best way to find GSU online?
The best way is for them to find Jennifer Shearer and E&I at GSU, and I wish I had her actual contact information. I would say it here, but the one thing that I do know is that Google works, and so if you do that, you can
right.
find her.
If you go to gsu.edu, you'll find Georgia State University, and if you go to eni.gsu.edu, you'll get a lot closer to Jennifer.
See, I'm so glad that we're a team. That's why you have the information. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.